On the ice and throughout Orange County, the Ducks strive to support by giving back to local communities and programs. Join us as we take flight over Southern California on Leading the Flock.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode. To be exact, this is episode number 2 of Leading the Flock. Although, in my heart, this is episode number 1, because we are with Susan Samueli, who leads the flock around here, alongside husband Henry. And Susan, thank you so much for being part of the show.
And thank you, Kent, for inviting me.
Well, of course, anytime. You're welcome inside the Korea studio, by the way. What do you think of the new digs?
I love it.
Yes?
I love it.
Yes. Yeah, it's nice. It's well lit. I love it. Also, you got to sign your name. Despite Temu taking up a lot of room, you did find some room on there to sign.
There's lots of room, trust me.
Well, listen, this show is all about the community. And I know this is something that's near and dear to you and Henry, and especially when you guys came on and took over the Anaheim Ducks. But I kind of want to jump back a little bit with you, because I've never asked these questions to you as far as philanthropy and giving back and why this is such a big part of your life with Henry. But I want to start with you first. Like, when was the first time that you realized this was something that meant a lot to you?
Wow. So philanthropy has always been in my life because it's part of our culture. And my mom always volunteered. My dad was always giving money away and the kindest guy on the block. So philanthropy has always been part of our lives. And when we realized we had lots of money to give away, we just said, where to first and how much? I mean, it just was something we never questioned it. We never thought that much about it, but we knew that was what we were going to do.
Was there a cause though, once you were able to have the means to give back, was there a cause that's, you know, kind of called out to you?
Well, yes, there were lots of causes. For Henry, School of Engineering at UCLA was huge because he wouldn't be who he is without UCLA and the School of Engineering. So that was his first thought was, of course, I'm going to give money there. For me, it was our synagogue. Our synagogue needed a new home. It was in temporary buildings, and I knew that we were going to start giving back to our synagogue. So for me, that was it. And then the phone calls started coming in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you and Henry first met, did you guys realize that you had, amongst many other things, you had this sense of philanthropy in common?
Probably not. We never even talked about it.
Well, then how did this come about then? Like, what did you...
Well, it wasn't until that money kind of settled in our lap. And that's when we knew. I mean, we just knew. We just looked at each other and said, well, let's start giving money away.
Yeah. And when you, again, even before Henry, what was the feeling that you got in the gratification that you got to give back? And was it the gratification of giving or what you saw when the other folks and the other organizations got something in return?
I think when I was younger and working, it was kind of the United Way thing. You know, at that time, we would give a little bit of money each month out of our paycheck to different charities. I think in the beginning it was United Way probably. And it was just knowing that even though I was giving small amounts at that time, it was going to good things. I mean, I grew up in a house where my mother was volunteering at the free clinic my dad was the one in the neighborhood that everyone asked if they needed anything, they would come to him. So I think, and also growing up Jewish, we were always buying trees in Israel. It was you go to Israel, everybody's got their tree name on their tree. It's like trees everywhere. But it's from the beginning. We were putting money in a little box to buy trees in Israel. I mean, always knew that we were giving back.
How did Orangewood come about?
That was a friend of mine took me on a tour of Orangewood. And the minute I saw the babies. At this time, it was the emergency shelter that I went to. And when I was holding the babies, I was like lost.
Done.
Yeah. Knowing that these were foster babies.
And so, that just stemmed from there. And you met people and you continued to give. And then the Anaheim Ducks, obviously, once you became the owners, then that became a great avenue.
Right. I mean, yes, it was natural, but it changed. I mean, in the beginning, the Anaheim Ducks were giving to things like, I believe it was cerebral palsy was one of the big things they were giving to. And we realized it's a great organization and we need to do that. But why not give to rinks programs? Why not help kids in the neighborhood play hockey. So then we realized we needed to shift what the Anaheim Ducks was doing.
And Orangewood, from that moment that you said you were holding these babies, and I can't imagine for anyone that would have such a huge impact being a mom. And
my daughter was a baby when I went in there.
So, and there was nothing out there, right, for Orangewood and for these emancipated kids too. I mean, not just the babies, but then you could take it a step further.
Well, yeah. Once I got involved with Orangewood and realized the needs, then we started. I mean, one of the things we did was Samueli Academy, because we knew that foster kids were moving from high school to high school to high school. And why not create one high school for them? And so we came up with this idea of the Samueli Academy. And luckily, Orangewood bought into it. And now we have this fabulous high school, a middle school and high school in Anaheim. And the kids are doing incredibly well. It's a home for more than just foster kids. Foster kids are going there, but it's community kids as well. And they're doing great. I mean, we have almost 100% of our kids are graduating from high school. 98% are going to some secondary school after high school, whether it's a trade school or junior college or a university. But they're doing that.
I'm amazed. I don't think people realize, though, when you say the Samueli Academy, you built a high school and middle school. I mean, this is from scratch. Yeah. And this is incredible what you're able to do. How many years ago has it been?
Okay, this was a very long project. So it's 10 years old now.
10 years old now.
Uh-huh. It's 10 years this year. It took us 10 years to get it off the ground.
It's a
20-year vision. Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Believe me, when I came to home to Henry and said, I really want to do this, and he just looked at me, yeah, right. This will never happen. Well, it happened.
Look at what you've done. I mean, and what's the gratification you have? I mean, I was lucky enough, and a lot of us too, that are part of the Ducks, were able to go to that first graduation ceremony and see these kids for the very first time. And I'm sure they've been able to come back. A lot of these kids too have been able to move on, go to college, obviously, and then
get careers and working.
They're working now. Yes.
They're out there in the world with great careers, with great salaries.
That just blows my mind.
And they go back to the school a lot. They love the school so much. They get a lot of the alumni back there.
Yeah, I just can't say that enough. I don't think you realize, you see this, the Samueli Academy. It's a high school, middle school that you built from scratch. It took 10 years to do it. And it's been around for 10 years. So, yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, how are you able to go back? And what's it like from when it opened its doors 10 years ago to now? How has that academy changed?
Well, it was in temporary buildings to begin with. And we had this huge capital campaign. And now it's absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful campus with a middle school, high school. There's a beautiful gym, basketball courts. Their volleyball team, the girls' volleyball team, entered CIF this year. They're so excited. And there's dorms for foster kids as well on the campus. So we have just 6 foster kids living there now, but it'll grow.
Yeah, that's,
we wanted to start slowly, so it's the way it should be.
I love it. Well, congratulations to you on that. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. I just keep thinking to myself, you've got to
go back to the school and see it now. You'll be blown away.
That's why I asked you, because I was there when it was the temporary classrooms, as you should say. But yeah, I mean, I want to go back and check it out.
Oh, it's a gorgeous campus.
Well, it's amazing. So, but then I'm kind of marrying the two here as we go into the Ducks as well, because the Ducks, as you mentioned, became supporters and started to support it more. And that's a big part now of what the Ducks do. But you mentioned the rinks and the growth of hockey too. And how that's become a passion for you and Henry as well, hasn't it? And why has that become such a focal point for you to grow that sport here locally?
Well, it makes a lot of sense. We want lots of people to love the Ducks. So
sure.
If you have a lot of children playing hockey, they're going to love the Ducks. So it makes sense to do that. But we're training so many people to play hockey. It's girls, it's boys, it's kids with disabilities. I mean, it's really incredible. And they're all over Orange County.
But the Lady Ducks have been incredibly successful. I mean, one of the most, correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the most, if not the most successful Lady Duck program or Lady Junior Lady Ducks program across the nation. I mean, it's incredible. People come here to watch what they do. And with the new facility too, with Great Park, they come here to say, what are you guys doing? Because we want to replicate this.
Yeah. Great Park is great. 4 sheets of ice. It's unbelievable. And we've got figure skating there too, which is our Olympics. We've had our Olympic champion comes from our...
So you have Nathan Chen, right? So Nathan Chen gets the gold medal. Then you have players that have come out of the Junior Ducks that are now in the NHL. I mean, it's stuff that I would imagine. Can you even fathom the thought when you first got into this ownership and growing the sport of hockey that all of a sudden this was going
to
happen?
Absolutely not. But it's nice to have a dream come true, right?
Well, several dreams have come true. So please, please keep dreaming because they're coming true. Now, with the players for the Anaheim Ducks, I know you're so proud of these guys. And I marvel, too, at the players when they come in that they take on your mantra and they embrace the giving back, the giving passion. Have you been impressed by the way the players just embrace that when they come onto this organization?
Yeah, and so many of them find their own passion and just start on their own doing incredible things, like Ryan Getzlaff with the Duchenne Foundation, what he's done for that. I mean, some of them just really, they're so passionate by whatever cause they're interested in. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah, and Getzy and Perry did Learn to Play forever, and over 1,000 kids, they touched the lives. They got free equipment if they signed up. I mean, those type of programs have been amazing. But now, Susan, we got a kind of a generational shift going on now with this organization. You got the Zegerses and the Drysdales of the world coming in, and McTavish.
They're so exciting.
They're so exciting. Well, not only that, but it's not what they do on the ice, but it's their passion. Like you could just sense the energy. They're electric and they're magnetic. You want to be around these kids. How much are you looking forward to seeing what they do in the community and them finding their passion?
Yeah, that's going to be really fun to watch. And it's really fun to watch the fans watch them and get excited about the game even more.
Call it must-see TV. It's incredible. Yeah, it's been amazing to watch what they do. One thing I wanted to touch on, too, that's such an important part of what you do is your health and wellness and everything, Women's Wellness Day and things that you do in that area, and how this crazy world that we're in, health and wellness is becoming the top priority. You're seeing it through our players. You're seeing meditation and yoga and things of that nature. I'm seeing it with other sports. You know, what are your thoughts on just that and you're building, you know, what you're doing with health and wellness?
Yeah, well, integrative health has been such a huge part of my life for most of my life. So the fact that it's become, you know, a part of everybody's life right now, everybody's interested in it, and it makes sense. I think we have healthier players if they do things like yoga, mindful-based stress reduction kind of things. They're just going to be happier and better players. And I think for everybody, it's going to be better.
Well, I mean, just players aside, I think it's such an incredible thing what you do. And the fact that this, you know, especially from the mental side of things that we're seeing, now it's come to the forefront to not being okay is okay. I mean, not to dive too deep into this, but that's exactly what it is. I mean, and that makes me think of that when I think of what you do with the health and wellness aspect of things.
Yeah. Well, we're trying, and also look at culinary health. I mean, I'm going to go back to the players.
I love it.
The way they used to eat wasn't very healthy.
I'm glad you brought that up because you see the dietitians and the people here. You're exactly right. I'm glad you said that because that's very noticeable.
Yeah. So it's really, really good for them to be on a healthier diet. And I think when you're an athlete and you're using up that many calories, you think you can eat anything, but that's not true. So what we're doing for them and for the rest of their lives is something that's great. So I'm glad that the whole culinary health has come into their lives as well. And they're happy about it because the food is so much better.
Yeah, healthy options. You see it on the airplane, you see it after practice, and it's available to them, which is nice.
Right.
Because you don't want Drysdale and Zegras cooking at home.
I don't know about that.
they can't cook, just so you know. I guess Jamie bought a grill and we're all concerned.
That's very hilarious.
Yes,
you're even worried about this.
We're concerned, Susan, that we're going to bring cameras and we're going to try to cook and make it a safe environment for everybody.
Just go to the rinks and eat because they've got a great kitchen there great food at the rinks.
I think they load up when they head home. I think that's something that they should do and will do. I do want to ask you, though, about this exciting new movement in OC Vibe. And the one thing I want to ask you about it, though, not necessarily what we're going to see in the entertainment aspect of it, which is a huge part of it, but it's also the community aspect of it. I know that you have a huge part in that, in wanting to give back. How is the OC Vibe? How is the underlying message going to be giving back to the community? How are you guys going to do that?
Well, everything is going to be about giving back. And we're already looking at different agencies. For example, I'll get back to food. I mean, we've got all these local farmers and people that are doing things like that. And there are agencies that provide food that they'll be able to bring those local farmers and local food into OC Vibe. So we're going to be looking at the community and allow them to provide things for us. Because we're going to be in Anaheim, and we want it to be an Anaheim-based community that helps the people of Anaheim. So it's all about health and wellness. It's all about helping the social agencies that are there. It's all about low-cost housing.
Yep.
It's all about bringing green spaces to the area so that people have places to walk. And the entertainment is kind of important.
Well, yeah, I know. Because we could talk about the entertainment for a while, which is a lot of fun and super exciting. But what's the response been thus far when it comes to the footprint that you have presented to everybody?
Oh, Anaheim's really excited about it. I mean, we got everything past 0 to 6 or 6 to 0 in the city council there. I mean, for people that sometimes don't agree with each other, they all agreed that this is great for Anaheim. So that's very exciting. And I mean, it's going to be so beautiful, and it's going to be so modern, and so much content and so much digital content. It's going to be just like the place of the future.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting.
The renderings and the drawings are phenomenal. And really, it's going to be at downtown Orange County.
Yeah. It's going to be downtown Orange County, and you can go someplace after 9 o'clock and get ice cream. That'll be open.
By the way, that is so difficult to do. I'm glad you said that, because you can't get ice cream anywhere around here. Not that I've tried. I'm just saying, I've heard.
Yeah. I go after a movie and nothing's open.
Nothing's open.
Yeah.
Why Orange County? Why has Orange County been such a special place for you and Henry?
Well, look what Orange County's done for us. I mean, we live here. We work here. The Ducks are here. Orange County's our home.
And UC Irvine is such a big part of your heart as well.
Yes. UC Irvine's a big part of our heart. I mean, it's just everything about Orange County. I mean, we're so lucky to live here. We love Orange County. And we like giving back to Orange County. I mean, if we can create a model community that's safe also, we're really going to be looking at safety factors at Anaheim and OC Vibe. We really want to keep it safe so people go there and they feel like they can just be safe and have fun. So that's another huge part of this. So, you know, we're just happy to be Anaheim people, Orange County people.
we're so happy that you are as well. Before I let you go, though, I would like to ask you if, for those listening out there, because this is Leading the Flock and it's all about giving back to the community. And if somebody is out there trying to find a passion and they either want to volunteer or they want to donate or whatever it may be, how should they get started, or what passion should they follow? What part of their heart should they follow? How do they find what they want to do?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you just have to look inside of you and see what makes you happy and what makes you, well, actually sometimes what makes you sad and what you want to fix.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So, and then you just look for agencies that are doing that, because we've got some phenomenal agencies, not only in Anaheim, but Santa Ana as well. We have some phenomenal and passionate people here in Orange County. They're doing amazing things. It's not hard to find them. You just kind of Google, say, I'm interested in foster care, or I'm interested in homeless. United Way is doing a great job with homelessness, by the way. So just find something, and believe me, they want volunteers. They want people to call them and help. So it's not hard to find. Just look what makes you sad and that you want to fix it.
And Orange County needs help. I mean, there's a lot of nice places we know in Orange County, but I think, Susan, too, the point is sometimes I don't think people realize, think of Orange County as this great place to live, which it is, but there are a lot of areas that need our help.
And it'll even be a greater place if you do help the homeless, or if you do help people in need, or if there's some great agencies for abused women is also, or even if you're interested in, there's an agency called Girls Inc., which is after school STEM education for girls, which is another great agency. There's so many ways to give back in Orange County.
Oh, Susan, thank you for doing this. Appreciate you spending some time and learning your story about giving back, you and Henry, and of course, everything that's on the horizon with the Ducks and OC Vibe. We could not be more excited to see how it all turns out.
Well, this was really fun, Ken.
Fun and easy. That's what we want here on Leading the Flock. All right. This has been second episode. We'll be back with another episode very soon.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.